off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Oh my, it smells like Grandma's house at Christmas. That's when we found her dead on the toilet.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure you treat me nice? And I feel just like
is Just Plane Radio. Greg, co-pilot, that's me along with Captain Dennis and RV Tom, rounding out the crew on this special holiday edition of Just Plane Radio. Hopefully you're making the best of the holidays. I just got my Sporty's ornament for 2025, a Cessna 172. I got quite a collection of those now. I mean, I think I've been getting these for at least the last 5 years. They've been doing this for God knows how many. But I know
decades at least.
Yeah, I mean, but it's kind of a nice little thing they do every year and send you a Christmas card and, you know, just I don't know how you get on their list. Probably just if you bought anything from Sporty's, you end up on it and they throw these things out every year, which is kind of a nice little perk, nice little surprise every year. But and they're pretty cool, little crystal plaque like etched glass type ornaments. But like I said, this year is the Cessna 172 for 2025. And if you've gotten any stuff from Sporty's over the last year or so, you probably got one too. There you go. And you just ordered some stuff for Christmas, I guess, too, right? Right, Dennis? Or what?
Yeah, I needed some last-minute stocking stuffers and found a, you know, under something that somebody wouldn't think to ask for, but definitely would appreciate.
Yeah.
And that was a headset refresh kit. It turns out one of my headsets is, the ear cup is starting to get, where it doesn't want to stay on the headset. It's just getting old and brittle. That happens with age. That's why you replace them. Well, I figured if I got to get one for me, I may as well order one for the other pilot in the family too. And so I wound up buying, you know, a couple sets of them to have and they just came in. So it's a nice gift because I mean, who doesn't like getting brand new leather ear cups instead of the ones that you've been dragging around across the country and jamming in and out of a flight bag for the last year?
Yeah, they get a little funky.
The leather starts to shed. And,
it's a mess
sometimes. Our cat appreciates it because you get new microphone covers, and the cat thinks that those are the best toy in the world and plays with those.
Yeah, that's the ultimate cat toy for Dennis. Every time we go to the air shows, whether it's Air Venture or Sun and Fun, we have a tendency to pop over to Lightspeed and say, hey, got any extra mic covers for your headsets? And I thought, sure, well, yours wearing out. No, my cat needs a toy. And next thing you know, we're sitting there for 5-10 minutes talking about cats. And you aren't the first person that has said that to them because they said, yeah, actually, we have found that this is a thing. I mean, they probably ought to start marketing them. These mic covers / cat toys.
Yeah, and it's crazy how quick she can figure out if you've got one. If you leave the bag with the headset compartment unzipped, she will find it and have it in less than 5 minutes. Because I literally just replaced one the other day and didn't think about it, set it on the floor, and all of a sudden there's a new cat toy running around the floor.
Right.
I'm like, what happened?
And these are probably expensive cat toys that you can purchase. They're not too bad. They're fairly cheap, I guess,
yeah,
right?
They're pretty cheap.
But still, I mean, they're more expensive than a cat
they're
toy.
They're on a very expensive cat toy.
Right. Exactly. So, get a few extra, especially if you have a cat in the family, like Dennis.
They'll appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay, so RV Tom, he has been refinishing the fiberglass cover for his landing gear for his RV9. And he did that, but I was looking at the piece, and we were talking about this during the commercial break that you know, he fixed it, but could have you just like 3D printed this? It wasn't that big. You possibly could have done that. And there's been a few stories about, you know, especially experimental aircraft where they're using 3D parted printed parts to fix their airplanes or modify things like this. But then there's also been some caveats to this technology when it comes to doing stuff like that. Is that right, Dennis? What do we know?
Yeah, we saw an unfortunate incident over in the UK where a customer had a Cozy, which is kind of, it looks a lot like a Velocity. It's the same style airframe with a canard. They had purchased a aftermarket intake for their carburetor, and it was apparently 3D printed, but it was 3D printed using high temperature composites with carbon fiber reinforcement. So it looks like, you know, that should have done the job. Unfortunately, it must have gotten hot enough in that engine compartment that the plastic, even though it was supposed to be high temp and reinforced, it got weak and actually collapsed on itself. The suction of the air going into the carburetor was enough to collapse the intake and choke the engine. So they wound up losing their engine on final and landed a little bit short because of it.
Yeah. And that's so, not what you want to have happen for sure.
Yeah. And so, you know, 3D printing has a lot of places. I mean, making mounts to hold your headset, maybe even non-structural component parts like Tom's nose bowl on his landing gear. Those might be real good applications for 3D printing technology. And who knows what we're going to see in the next couple of years as fast as that market is evolving.
Right.
You know, a little bit bigger form factor. You could probably print an entire gear cover, you know, for your landing gear wheel pant in no time.
I would think so. And I mean, the thing is, though, when you're doing this type of stuff for experimental, I guess you can do whatever you want, right? But if you wanted to put anything on like a training thing, it's
going to have a certified airplane.
Right. You're going to have to be approved by the FAA and get all this special certifications and stuff.
Yes and no. It depends on what the part is. You know, there is a provision for owner produced parts. Now, you're probably not going to be able to produce a 3D printed intake manifold and put it on your Mooney.
Right.
But maybe replacing a wingtip or maybe a mount for a navigation light attaching to a wingtip, you might be able to get away with something like that 3D printed. It might be a perfect application for
it. I mean, so, well, I mean, do you have to get it like approved by your AME or, I mean, your annual mechanic when you're doing your overhaul kind of thing? Or who has to approve that or do you?
It depends on what the part is and how it's being installed and what it's being used for. At the worst case, you may have to get a designated engineering representative to review it, make sure it meets the structural requirements. But it could also just be if it's something that's more or less replacing a stock part that was maybe vacuum formed acrylic or something like that. It might be owner produced part. Meets the spec, and your mechanic can just sign it off to install it, or you can sign it off if it's a part that doesn't require, you know, a mechanic to install, if it's something that's considered preventative maintenance.
Right. Well, in that case of the cover for his landing gear, that would fall under that category, wouldn't it?
I think it would. Well, and he's also experimental, so he is a certification authority there.
Yes.
And that's kind of the whole point of experimental. They get to do things because they know their risks, and it's their airplane, and there's a disclaimer on the side of the plane that says experimental.
Yes, but in RV Tom's case, he just went to repair the fiberglass because he's old school. He's not as high-tech as these young whippersnappers that are pulling out a 3D printer and printing out this stuff, I guess. I'm going to assume that because he's old like me, and I mean that as a compliment. He's looking at me like, what?
All right, that's okay.
All right. I resemble that comment, he says. Okay. All right, more coming up on Just Plane Radio. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.